Starting here on Sadi Zion Amud Aleph, six lines down. Amar Shmuel, kosher bechatat meita bePesach karev shlamim. Anything by a chatat that is put to death by Pesach ends up as a shlamim. V'kosher bechatat roah. Anything by a chatat that is put out to graze, get a mum, and then the monies are used to linen dava, keitzam isbeach. bePesach nami roah. By a Pesach would also have the same din of roah, like just like the chatat is roah. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Pesach is only karev shlamim when it's found after shchita. Aval kodem shchita lo. And before shchita, that's not the case. His point is obviously that does not parallel with the cases of chatat. Now by chatat, there is halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai is that there are chamesh chataot metot. There are five chataot that end up being put to death. Those five chataot are a vlad chatat. It's a baby of a chatat. Now, obviously, that's not relevant by Karman HaPesach, because Karman HaPesach only comes min ha-zecharim. But as a chatat comes from the nekeva, so therefore there is a vlad chatat. Tmurat chatat. That is relevant by Karman HaPesach. We just discussed that in yesterday's daf, that tmurat pesach, well, sometimes it's a plamim, sometimes it's roya achi stave. So there you have, by the chatat, tmurat chatat is meta. Chatat shemetu ba'aleha. Chatat whose owners pass away, and therefore the chatat is no longer relevant or necessary. So there it's also lemita. V'chatat shenitchabru ba'aleh ayedei acheret. Chatat that its owners used another chatat to satisfy their need. For instance, it was lost. And because it was lost, they separated out a new chatat, and then they used that chatat that they separated out. The original chatat is lemita. V'sha'avra shnata. And that its year expired. So Avrash Nata applies both to Chatat and would apply to the Pesach as well. All the other things are relevant to the Pesach. What we're going to see in a second is that Shmuel's statement isn't as broad as what we think, because you just can't match up all of the Chataot that are Metot with a Pesach turning out to be Shlamim Ruah, and we're going to start to narrow down Shmuel's statement to where it is relevant. So Matkila Rav Yosef Lalohu, is this really a principle? Very Chatat, Shavrash Nata. Chatat whose time has elapsed, dilriya azla. That goes liriya. Da amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, chatat shavrash nata, ruin atak ilahi omedet b'veit hakvarot. If you have a chatat whose time has elapsed or expired, it's no longer usable as a chatat because it aged out, then we look at it as if it's in a beit hakvarot, meaning in a beit hakvarot means that you have a problem here that is not a real dchiya. It's a dchia that has to do with a variable that is not inherent to the animal itself or to the korban itself, and therefore goes the ri'ya, not the mita. So over here, the case of avrash nata, okay, so it aged out. There's nothing really wrong with the animal except for the fact that it's just too old now. So what you do is you put it the ri'ya. What happens once you put it the ri'ya is a good question. Rashi claims over here that when it's put out the ri'ya, you sell it, and then yiplu to Linidava. He says this is part of the takana of Yehoyada HaKohen, the drasha that he made, that when you have a chatat or an asham, motor chatat, motor asham that are left over, those monies are then placed in the dava. Linidava are the shofarot that were in the Mikdash. They had names on them. We'll learn that when we get to Shkalim, about the different names on them. One of them was Linidava, which was those monies were used when the Mizbeach was batel to put carbonot on them. Kaitz Mizbeach, Kaitz Mizbeach, one of the two. Kaitz meaning dessert, Kaitz meaning the summer. Usually in the summer when the days are longer, they needed more things to be on the Mizbeach. So that is what the money, right? That's what the money was used for. That's what Rashi claims. Tosafot says it's not the drusha of Yoyada Kohen, because that drusha deals with motarapez, and motar chatat and motar sham, which is monies that you separated out to buy a chatat, and then you had excess. What happens to those excess monies? This case, what is going to happen is, the chatat aged out, you still have to bring your chatat. So you're going to sell it, take the money, and buy a new chatat that's of the proper age, so that you can use it for your chatat. And that's what you're going to do with the money over here. Machloket Rashi and Tosafot, exactly what you do with it. But we'll say, Skeli Omed Veda Kvarot V'ra'a, Vilu Pesach, a Pesach in that situation, Kaya Gavna Karev Shlamim, would be a Shlamim. D'Tanyo, we saw this already yesterday's daf, Kesev, L'Rabotet Pesach La'Aliyah. We saw by the Shlamim, when it said Im Kesev, the Kesev comes to include that a Pesach, the tail fats, go on the Mizbeach. Shumer Im Kesev, the Rabot of the Pesach, Shavrash Nato. Ushlamim Abayim Machmada Pesach. So that comes to tell you that a Pesach that has aged out, as well as Shlamim that come because of the Pesach. We saw yesterday's Dav, Rashi gives two interpretations as to what that is. One possibility is Motar Pesach, like Tumrata Pesach, or Shinit Kabru Balav. Or the other possibility was that it was the Chagigat Arbasar, which is something that comes to be Glala Pesach. So they are included the Chol Mitzvot Shlamim. Shaturim Smicha, they're exactly identical to a Shlamim. They require a Smicha, that the Balim are Somech on it. Nisachim, they require the libations. Utnufa Chazev Shok, Matnot Kihuna, as well as the Tnufa. Shomer Im Eiz, Hivsigai Nyan. So what is Im Eiz? Im Eiz to separate from Im Kesev, they have the same din. They're Shlamim and they're Tzon. Why do we separate between them? To teach you the Midal Eiz, Shein Taun Aliyah. To tell you that the Eiz does not require that the fats of the tail are placed on the Mizbeh. What you see here is, you have a chatat, when it ages out, goes l'ri'iyah, goes to grace. A pesach, when it ages out, goes to be a shlamim. That is not like what Shmuel suggested before. Shmuel suggested before that if the chatat is l'ri'iyah, so too the pesach is l'ri'iyah. So we don't have a match here. Now the one thing we do have, which is somewhat questionable or problematic, is that I told you before there are chamesh chatot meitot, five chatot meitot. One of those five chatot is chatat shavra Shnata. Over here, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Chatat Shavra Shnata is Ro'eh. That the Gemara already asks in Tmura about the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and he answers about how to deal with it in the Mishnah. He reads the Mishnah slightly differently. He parses the Mishnah differently. The Mishnah in Tmura mentions Shavra Shnata and Avda. And the question is, if the Avda modifies both parts of the Mishnah, meaning that it's Avav Avrashnata or Avda and then Nimtzeit later on, or is Avda and Avrashnata two separate cases? And that's how Rabbi Shimon Lakish solves the problem. So Rabbi Shimon Lakish does not have Chamesh Chataot Meitot, rather he has four that are Meitot, because he reads the Mishnah, or he parses the Mishnah slightly differently in Temura. So then we have a question on Shmuel's position. Amalei, so now we have to narrow down Shmuel's position, because it does not work for all Chataot, that's pretty clear now, or all the permutations of Chataot that are Meitot or Ra'ot. Rather, Kikamar Shmo Bavudim, Bituchuim lo Amar. Shmuel's statement was made about one case in particular, and that's the case of Avudim, that when they were lost. Lost when they were found. Tuchuim, if they're knocked out for a different reason, that's whether Meitu Baleha, whether because they aged out, whatever the reason is, the Shmuel's din is not applicable there. That's not where he's speaking about it. Now, Va'avud, Mimishkachada. Alright. So now you make a statement that Shmuel's din should apply by Avud. Is that really true? Vari avuda bishat hafrasha. If you have someone who's lost at the time of hafrasha, the rabbanan, dilriya azlo, that goes out the riya, ditanan. We have a mishnah. Hifrish chatato v'avda. Separate out his chatat, lost it. Bifrish acher tachteha, he brings in the replacement. Benimtzei tarishona. Now he finds the original one. Harishtehem omdot. Both of them are there. Achat mehen tikarev. One of them is put on the mizbeach, vishniya tamut. The other one goes, Lemita, Divrei, Rabbi. The Chachamim omrim, Ein Chatat Meitel, Shenimtzeit Achar Shnit Kerpru Balim. The only time a Chatat is Meitel is if you find it after the Balim already put the replacement on the Mizbeach, and then you found the original one, then it goes Lemita. Ha, Kodim Shnit Kerpru Balim. If you found it before Nit Kerpru Balim, Ro'ah. So here you have a Chatat. Case of Chatat, which is prior Shnit Kerpru Balim, you find it's Ro'ah. Vilu Pesach, in case of Pesach, hechi de avod, benimtza achar chatzot, and you find it after chatzot, kodem shchita, before shchita, karev shlamim. Then it goes on like shlamim. Now obviously we had a machloket yesterday's daf about this between Rabba and Rab Zera, as to what exactly this statement is, about what the threshold is. It's clear here the Gemara thinks that this is, according to Rabbi Zera, that chatzot is the threshold. So here you have a case by Pesach, where it's after chatzot, prior to shchita. After Chatzot already for Rabbi Zera means you pass the threshold. Once you pass the threshold, then it's not Dichoy and it's Karev Shlamim. So in that case, it'll be put on the Mizbech Shlamim. In a similar situation by Chatat, according to the Chachamim, that would be Ro'ah. Because you found it Kodem Shnit Kapru HaBalim, it's Ro'ah. So now I have a case by Chatat that's Ro'ah, by a case by Pesach, which is Shlamim. Not a match. Same problem that we had before. You're not matching up to what Shmuel's din should be. So it fails again. So Gemara says, no problem, Shmuel can Rabbi sphere. Who says Shmuel has to hold like the Rabbonan? Shmuel can hold like Rabbi. Damur avuda lamita azla. Says, no problem. When it's lost, it goes lamita. So over here too. So the case of Chatat will now be lamita. And if a chatat is a mito, by the Pesach, the equivalent case is l'shlamim. That works out for Shmuel. That's great. And where it says, v'ha kol avudot the rabbi meita, all avudot the rabbi meita. So rabbi says, anytime you lose it, it's gone. It goes l'mita. So anytime it's a loss, we don't differentiate about when you found it. It's irrespective of when you find it, it goes l'mita. We already know from yesterday's daf that's not true by Pesach. Pesach depends on when you find it. The Mishnah, we said before, Rabbi Yeshua had a statement in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Kiva explained what Rabbi Yeshua's statement was about. He says it makes a difference when you find the Pesach. If you found it prior to Shechita or prior to Chatzot, then it's Nidchet. It's Dachoy, and therefore it has to roe Ad Shistei. But then if you find it after Chatzot or after the Shechita, depending on which opinion, then that was Shlamim, Karev Shlamim. So by Pesach, you have a differentiation, but depending on when it's found, sometimes it's the Shlamim, sometimes it's Roei Ashis Taif. For Rabbi, there's only one type of Avuda by Chatat, and that is Lemita. So now the second half of Shmuel's statement fails. Yes, when you have Chatat Shemeta, you have Shlamim in that case. But we also have a case where it's Roei Ashis Taif by the Pesach, and yet it's not Roa by the Chatat. So Ve'ilu Pesach, Hechid David Godem Chatzot. That's not a problem. Before Chatzot, it's not considered to be lost. Kidarava. This is interesting. So that when something's lost at night, it's not considered to be lost. Lost is when you have the possibility of bringing such a korban. So for Chatat, the Chatat is not usually time-bound. So the only time-binding part of the Chatat is that it's brought during the day and not during the night. So therefore, if the loss happens at night and you find it by the morning, there's no din of avuda here because it was lost at a time when you couldn't have possibly brought the chatat. By Pesach, the time threshold is the afternoon on the 14th. That means if it's prior to that point in time, the din of avuda does not apply. That's not the category of avuda. So Gemara says, okay, so now I've solved my problem. That case is not called avuda anymore by Pesach. You're right that case when it's found before chatzot ends up roeh ad shistaev. It's Roeh Ad Shistaev, but it has nothing to do with this din of Aveda, because it's prior to the point in time when Aveda makes a difference. Therefore, any time I find a Pesach Echer Chatzot, the time when it's relevant to have a Pesach be brought, then it's the Shlamim. It becomes a Shlamim. Same thing with Chatat. Any time it's relevant to bring a Chatat, it will be, if it's Avuda, then it'll be the Mita. That means any time during the day. As long as it's not at night, during the day. So now we've created the equation, which is that every time that you have chatat shemeta by avudo, then you would have it shlamim by korban ha-pesach. So now Gemara says, Ella. Now, Shmuel had two halves to his statement. So now we solve one part of the statement, which is any time that it's a chatat shemeta, we have a pesach that is a shlamim. What about the second half of Shmuel's statement, which is whenever it's ro'ah by chatat, it's ro'eh by pesach? Wait a minute. According to Rabbi, every avuda case is a case of mito. Well, if every avuda case is a case of mito, then there is no case of ro'ah. What do we do with that second half statement of Shmuel? El ro'ah, le rabbi, hecha mishkachala. Where do you ever have a chatat that's ro'ah? By aveda. Look, we know that there are other types of chatot that may be ro'ah, but we just narrowed Shmuel's statement to be only talking about aveda. And according to Rabbi, anytime there's aveda, it's the mito. So what are you going to do over here? So, okay, the Rabbi Oshaya, Dama Rabbi Oshaya, hifrish te chataot la achrayut. If he's mafrish up front, he uses one, he utilizes whichever one he wants, and the second one will go out to be tireh. So now we solved the problem, we found this case of avuda. Now Rashi says right away, wait a minute, that's really cute, but that's not a case of avuda. Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask a better question. It could have asked that question, which is, yeah, you found a case of ro'ah by Rabbi, but it's not a case of avuda, so why does it matter? So the Gemara is going to ask a better question. Tosafot does not like what Rashi says, and he says, no. The Gemara seems to clearly indicate that this is a solution to the problem of ro'ah avuda. It's not like the Gemara all of a sudden man brings in Rav Oshaya out of the blue. It's answering a specific question, which is, how does Rabbi have a ro'ah by avuda? So he says, this is a case of ro'ah, and that is a case of avuda by chatat. Why is it a case of avuda by chatat? Because when you take it out originally, Tosfot says you're basically simulating the situation of avuda, which is that, why are you taking the achrayut? Why do you separate out two chatot? Because you're afraid that you're going to lose one of them. And the other one's the backup. So it's, I will call it avuda light. Because it didn't really get lost, but it's set up to protect against a loss. And therefore it is a case of avuda. Now he does. So Tosva does answer your question. Tosva says in the end, even though it doesn't get lost, even though you never lose it in the end, it's treated as if it was lost. And therefore, Yirei Ad Sheyistayev. That means in all situations, it's Yirei Ad Sheyistayev because it's treated as if it was avuda. So despite the fact that he separated it for achrayut and it never got lost, he says that it gets a full status of avuda. So that's one way Tosfot answers it. He says, inami. The other way he says is because from the point that you're mafrish it, by definition, it is not able to be brought on the Mizbeach. Since that's what avuda is. Avuda is where I can't bring it to the Mizbeach. There, because I have a physical impediment, or I don't know where it is. I can't get to it. Over here, I can't bring it to the Mizbeach because I have another chatat that's there. So it has a green status of avuda. Because from the moment that you separate it, it's as if it's lost. It's as if you can't get on the Mizbech. So the two possibilities of Tosva. But Tosva treats it as if it's Avuda from the day one. The other thing that is interesting, Tosva says, Kasha l'riva echidami. What exactly is this case when you're mafrish chataot le'achrayut? We mentioned it in yesterday's daf, and I discussed this because so if you're makdish the first one, then the second one's meaningless. Because you're already makdish the first one, so the second one's meaningless. If you're makdish them simultaneously, we have a principle. Kosh eino bezechaze eino bevatachat. Anything you can't do in a sequential basis, you can't do simultaneously. It doesn't work. So what's the possibility? Exactly what David just said. You do it all tonight. Which is that I mafrish the first one and I say the second one. If I lose the first one, then the second one is my chatat. That means if the first one ever gets lost, the second one's automatically chulin and should go out to be chulin. You wouldn't have to do anything with it. So now what exactly is the case over here? So he says, very interesting Tosfot, says that one of them is for a chatat, and the other one is l'achrayut. So he uses this term achrayut, rather than the chulin, he uses achrayut. The halacha of Moshe Misinai is that when you're mafrish l'achrayut, the second one goes, the ro'ah goes to Yireh Ad Sheyistayev. It's the only answer you can give. Because based on the logic of using a tanai, it should be chulin. So the only way to maintain it in the world of Kedusha or being Kadoshim is to say that it's Allah HaMoshe Misinai, that it retains that status. That's the way Achrayut works. Alright, so now, just to take us back to the Sugya here, Shmuel made two statements. One was that if it is Lamita al-Khatat, then the Pesach goes L'Shlamim. We found that case. That's a case where it happened after Chatzot. After Chatzot for the Pesach, which is the Zman of Pesach, that time, if you find your Pesach, then it's L'Shlamim. Chatat, when it's Zman for Chatat, during the day, then it's Lamita. No problem. So now we're good on that side. We need the other side, which is Shmuel says, when it's Ro'ah by Chatat, it's Ro'eh by Pesach. So where do we have that? That's Rabo Shai. When we separate out, Achrayut. Separate out the Achrayut. One goes to be a Chatat, the other one is Ro'ah. Ad Sheyistayev. What about by a Pesach? So that's what Gemara says. Vaha. Wait a minute, this doesn't exactly work, because if you have the same scenario where you're mafrish l'achrayut, that becomes a motor at Pesach right away. When you're mafrish psachim l'achrayut, the second Pesach goes to shlamim. It doesn't hear Ad Sheyistayev. Alright, so that doesn't work so well. Yeah, we found the case where Rabbi has ro'ah, but that case doesn't produce you a ro'eh by Pesach. So that's not gonna work. Ela Shmuel k'Rabbi Shimon svirle. Shmuel must hold like Rabbi Shimon. What it means here that we moved over to Rabbi Shimon, I'll come back and discuss in a minute. So Rashi and Tosafot gives a number of reasons. We dropped Rabbi, and now we picked up Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon's relay, damar chamesh chataot metot. There are five chataot metot, no conditions. It's always meta. So now, he doesn't have the problem anymore. What was our problem in the previous situation, which is the case of Aveda? By Aveda, there's a difference between when you find the Avuda, makes a difference. So now all of a sudden we don't have that problem anymore because Rabbi Shimon says, Chatat, Avuda, Meta, all the time. No differentiation. But now we're going to have the same problem we had with Rabbi, which is, where do you have a case of Avuda that is Ro'ah? So you have to ask the same question. What about the same thing? V'ha Ro'ah the Rabbi Shimon le'lei kalal. Rabbi Shimon never has a case of Ro'ah. So why are you any better off with Rabbi Shimon than you are with Rabbi? Shmuel nami chadok amar. You know what? In the end, Shmuel only said one thing. That whenever you have a chatat that is meto, Pesach is karev shlamim. Now, it's a case of avuda. And the way we're going to learn it now, based on what you see later on in the Gemara, is that prior to chatzot is not avuda. So that's not a relevant case. So the only relevant case is after chatzot. And the equivalent case by a chatat, which is found after shnitkapru balim, is the meto. And for Pesach, it would be a shlamim. So there we go. We got the setup. And we're dropping the second statement of Shmuel. for dropping the second half of Shmuel's statement. Right, so now once you drop the second half of Shmuel's statement, you probably go back to Rabbi. Why do you have to stay with Rabbi Shimon? So that's the question. Why did the Gemara move to Rabbi Shimon? Because the solution in the end is to drop the second half of Shmuel's statement. Once you've done that, why can't you go back to Rabbi? Why do you have to go to Rabbi Shimon? All right, great. What does that teach us? These are all dinim mifurashim. This is not anything exciting. It's not anything new. So he says, Gemash Malna, fuke mit Rabbi Yochanan. It comes to exclude Rabbi Yochanan, damar, in a pesach rei shalomim, el shenimtza achar shchita. Aval kodem shchita, lo. Alma shchita kava. Fi Rabbi Yochanan, shchita is koveya, not chatzot. Gemash Malan, chatzot kava. That's exactly what Shmuel is coming to teach us, that Pesach only has one manifestation in Avodah, which is, the only possibility is that it ends up bishlamim. There's no other case. Because what's the other possibility? It's found before Chatzot. Before Chatzot is not Avodah. So there's only one case for him. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not true. By Rabbi Yochanan, you have a case prior to Shechita, after Chatzot, prior to Shechita, and after Shechita. So there are two different cases of Avodah by Pesach. So therefore, he's not going to have that same din as Shmuel has. So Shmuel's din is because, particularly, Chatzot is the threshold according to him, and because of that, prior to Chatzot, not Avodah. After Chatzot, Avodah automatically ends up as a Shlamim in every case because it's after Chatzot. Same thing as what Rabbi Shimon says by a Chatat. Chatat she'avda, according to Rabbi Shimon, no ands, ifs, or buts, it goes the Mita. So therefore you have Mita, Shlamim, you end up with a perfect parallel in that case. Alright, but why then do we not use Rabbi? The question is, what does Rabbi Shimon afford us that Rabbi didn't afford us? So Rashi says, because de'ika Rabbi or Rabbonon de'itle ro'ah b'chatat, my simon okanokit Shmuel. Then what simon is Shmuel giving? If you say that according to Shmuel, he made two statements. He made a statement about Mita and he made a statement about Ruah. Why did he make two statements? Because according to Rabbi or the Chachamim, there are two types of Avodah. There's a type of Avodah that's a Mita and a type of Avodah that is the Ri'iyah. Since there are two types of Avodah, he makes two statements. For Rabbi Shimon, there is no such thing. For Rabbi Shimon, there's only one case. Mita. So therefore, when Shmuel makes a statement, and we say he only spoke about Mita, that makes sense. Because there isn't any Ro'ah to speak about. So that was why Rashi says the Gemara favors Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi. Even though in the end, they both said Mita by Avodah in this case, but Rabbi does have a case of Ro'ah. What's that case of Ro'ah for Rabbi? Rabbi Oshaya, right? Rabbi Oshaya, which Rashi claimed wasn't the case of Avodah. Rashi was the one who said before it wasn't Avodah. Tosfos asked that question. He says, wait, Rashi claimed that wasn't Avodah. He says, works well according to me, because I said it was a case of Avodah. So it works. According to me, it does work. But according to Rashi, who said it wasn't Avodah, why is Rabbi any different than Rabbi Shimon? So then, Tosafot brings the Rashbam. The Rashbam says something very interesting. Mefarish dohadid ha-shaninim ki kamar shmo avudim bedchuyim lo amar shenuya dechika hi. That which we said before in Shmuel's statement, that he only spoke about Avodah, that was a very difficult answer. We did it because we were pressed against the wall. But if you had a choice, we wouldn't do it. And you know what he says now? V'hashta d'mishani yisavir laka Rabbi Shimon, mitaritz milta d'shmol k'mashmaut ha-rishon. We're going back to the original statement, that Shmuel is talking about all chataot meitot. D'mari ben avudim, ben t'chuyim. Doesn't matter what the case is, talking about the chavadei chataot meitot. V'hashta l'matzi Shmuel savir k'rabi. If that's the case, then Shmuel certainly can't hold like Rabbi, because then chatat shavrash natag causes a problem for him. And if it's hifrish de chatot achrayut, for Rabbi is also a problem. Rabbi Shimon only has one type of chatat, meta. He has no other thing. You have a problem with the chatat, it's always meta. So that's why Rabbi Shimon is your solution to your problem. Because when we asked on Shmuel before, we asked on Shmuel because we said, oh, avrash natag is not meta by chatat. That's not true for Rabbi Shimon. For Rabbi Shimon, it's also meta there. And therefore you don't have a problem anymore. Hilkach muki like Rabbi Shimon, darim rechol chamesh chatzot l'mita asle b'chol inyon. V'afagav d'neva v'nimtza kodem chatzot b'pesach ruah l'shmuel. Alright, you still have that one problem, which is kodem chatzot on Pesach. Even Shmuel agrees that that goes the ri'iyah. Ma'u mi'u chadzad b'avad karev shlamim. K'gon nimtza achar chatzot. In the end, the Rashbam says, this is what the statement Shmuel means. Is v'hachimaku b'chol inyon shechatat meito, ikatzad b'pesach karev shlamim. Anytime that you have a chatat that's meito, you can find one case at least in Pesach that's karev shlamim. So all the cases that are mentioned, the four chatot plus Avodah, at least in the majority of the cases, is going to end up, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's always the Mita, and according to Shmuel, before chatot, it won't be a Shlamim. That's the one case where it doesn't match up. But at least we have a manifestation within Avodah that it is the Shlamim. So that's how Tosafot says the Gemara finally comes to that conclusion that it's Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi. So again, Rashi says it's Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi, because Rabbi Shimon solves the problem because there's no Ro'ah case. Rabbi Shimon never has a case of Ro'ah. So that's why Rashi says why the Gemara favored Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi. Tosafot says, according to the Rashi, says, no, the Gemara just took a big step backwards, not just a little step backwards. It says it's like Rabbi Shimon, and we're going back to square one, which is this time at all Chata'ot HaMetot, not just Avuda. Of course, you can't say that by Rabbi, because Rabbi has the problem of Ashnata, which is, by him, is Ro'ah. We won't have that problem if you say it's Rabbi Shimon, because he thinks everything is Meta. Right, now the Gemara continues and does something interesting. It says Lishna Achrina. The Lishna Achrina goes back to the piece in the Gemara. The Gemara before said, we brought the Braita of Rabbi and the Chachamim. And then we said, wait a minute, this doesn't work according to Shmuel, because Ilu Pesach Hechad Avad V'nimsa Achar Chatzot Kodem Shchita Karev Shlamim. If you found it after Chatzot, before Shchita, it's Shlamim, whereas by the case of the Chatat, it is the Re'iyah, because it's found before Shchita. By Pesach, because it's after Chatzot, but before Shchita, it goes L'Shlamim. So that's a mismatch in Shmuel's statement. So the answer was that Shmuel holds like Rabbi, that that case would be a case of Mita also by the Chatat. Even Kodem Shnit Kabru Bala, it's the Mita. That was the answer. The Gemara says, it's obvious over there that the Gemara can answer something else, which is, the Gemara is assuming that Shmuel thinks Chatzot is the threshold. What's the other possibility? Just don't say that Chatzot is the threshold. If you make Shchita the threshold, then you've evened it out. And you can hold like the Chachamim. Because then Kodem Shchita is the Re'iya, both by Pesach and Chatat. After Shchita is the Mita by Chatat and the Shlamim by Pesach. So you can solve your problem. Lishna Achrino. Vila Pesach Hechi Da Avad V'nimtza Achar Chatzot Kodem Shchita Yikarev Shlamim. Shmuel, your Rabba Svirle. He holds like Rabba. Who says he holds like Rabbi Zeri? He can hold like Rabba, who says that it's a Shchita. The Mashchita Kava. V'hadamekar Rabbi Yochanan. And here's your answer. Shaul, why did the Gemara not go this way? And why is the Gemara going to reject this? Because Rabbi Yochanan answers Shmuel and says, V'chamad Kama Rabbi Yochanan Allah, Ein Pesach Karev Shlamim, El Shenimtza Achar Shchita. But a Pesach is only a Shlamim if it's found after Shchita. Aval Kodem Shchita Lo, but before Shchita it's not. Alma Shchita Kava. That means that Rabbi Yochanan's telling you that Shchita Kava. And Rabbi Yochanan's arguing on Shmuel and saying you're wrong. Why did he say before that he's arguing on Shmuel and saying you're wrong? Because Shmuel said Chatzot was the threshold. And Rabbi Yochanan says Shchita is the threshold. So if Rabbi Yochanan saying Shchita, that means that who's not saying Shchita? That is Shmuel. And that's the answer to Gemara. Michal de Shmuel, Sofer Chatzot Kava. Ella, Shmuel Karabi Svirle. Back to step one. Back to where we were in the previous Gemara and saying it was like Rabbi. Tamar Avudo Lamita Azla. Va, Kol Avudim Rabbi Meitim. Hey, according to Rabbi, all of their Meitim, Vilu Pesach, Hechad, Ovad, Kodim Chatzot, Nimsa Kavar Chatzot, Ro'ah. By Pesach, if it's lost before Chatzot and found before Chatzot, it's Ro'ah by Pesach. Kasavar, Kodim Chatzot, Lav Avudu. Like we said before, like Rav's statement, it's Lav Avudu. Kasavar, Chatzot, Kava. And then it says, etc. etc. And it finishes off the Gemara like we finished it off before. This in Lishna Achrina just takes a slight detour. Takes a slight detour and says, let's try another alternative. Let Shmuel hold like the Chachamim, just say he holds like Rabbah and not like Rabbi Zera. Rabbi says in the end, you can't do that because Rabbi Yochanan argues him and makes it clear that he holds of Rabbi Abba's position, which means that Shmuel clearly does not hold of Rabbi's position. He holds of Rabbi Zera's position. Okay, so we'll stop here.